from War Newspaper here today. His name is Mike Kingsley. He's been into acting. He knows his way around Hollywood. And War is going to take you to the movies. Good to see you, Mike.
Thanks, Tom.
Good. Now, we were talking before the show started about the career of Marlon Brando. What happened to Marlon Brando?
Well, he got probably the best actor ever in films, and made a slight mistake by telling the truth in the Playboy interview way back in December of 1978, as a matter of fact.
Well, what could he have possibly said in Playboy that would have got him in big trouble?
Well, he said that you've always seen the wily Filipino, the treacherous Chinese, the devilish Jap, the destructive savage, the bloodlusting black, and the squaw loves the American Marshal, and you've seen every single race to smirk, but you never saw an image of the kites, because the Jews were ever so watchful for that, and rightly so. They never allowed that to be shown on screen. The Jews have to do so much for the world, and so to say, that I suppose you get the extra disappointment because they didn't pay attention to that at all.
How about that? So he said the magic word, the K word, and so does that put him off the screen?
He hasn't been in a film since, I think, Superman. That was way back in 1978.
Isn't it tremendous, the power these boys have in Hollywood?
Well, they own the media. I mean, the designers have used media, not most films that they're entertainment, but there are some films like that deal with race or political issues to brainwash the American people into thinking their way. There's no doubt about it.
Well, let's talk about message films now. We've had one called Betrayed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think about Betrayed? I know you reviewed it for the newspaper, and very good review. What do you think about Betrayed?
I think it's sad that we can't have a film that lectures like Betrayed, that lectures so much against, you know, white people wanting to have, you know, their own racial identity and be separate from other races. And if you can't have a film that shows the Gentile white lecturing the Jew about the way they murder Palestinian babies, women, and children every day in Israel. I don't understand why we have to have a hypocrisy or a double standard in films if we're going to be really broad-minded society.
Well, isn't that the national sport in this country, is guilt and hypocrisy?
But it's been brought on by the movie business to, you know, institute ideas that are foreign to, and actually alien to the American people themselves. Only a minority of perhaps 3% are, you know, that particular racial view.
In Betrayed, it's interesting, they want to set you right up in the beginning of the film with this one lone black being chased around in the hills of Montana, I believe it is. And it's interesting, I've done some interviews on that, and people say how ghastly, how horrible. I say, well, I don't really know how many blacks are in Montana. I don't think there's very many. But how do we know what he had done? Maybe he was a serial killer. Maybe he had raped a bunch of women or something.
Well, yeah,
how do we know that? But they're really setting you up right quick that these guys are out to get black.
The movie didn't bring out that black people rape about a quarter of a million white women per annum in the United States. Certainly, we don't see a black in Montana, but maybe they think the audience is so dumb since they believe so many other things that they put out that somebody went down in the South and brought this black 5 states up to the mountains of Montana.
Isn't it funny how a lot of the public assumed he was innocent right off the bat?
Of course. So this is the treacherous part of the movie business itself, is that they kind of lure you in to thinking a certain way as though everybody thinks this way. In point of view, it's only a minority opinion.
But I find that they actually lay a trap for themselves doing this, I think, because when I go to a film, I mix it the way I want it. And I can reverse everything that they're trying to do in the movie in my own mind. And I know that there's a percentage of people out there that do it. Especially when it showed how bad the FBI and federal agents were in the movie. That's great. I remember that. You remember all the good scenes, the family scenes, and the grandmother and all this, and that's great. So you just sort of throw out and edit it yourself in your own mind what you don't like. I think there's a lot of people out there that do that, even though the masses maybe not.
One thing would be true, I think, that you would have if one of their darling little Jew boys got killed, especially through the media, I think that they would put an all-out intensive effort to find this killer, the FBI, whereas if you knew white people were in a plane and got blown up, they wouldn't have the time to look into that as much. It's more important if they serve the Zionists.
Honestly, do you believe in the long run a film like Betrayed, does it help us? Does it hurt us? Is it a 50-50 deal? Do we salvage anything out of the movie Betrayed?
Well, maybe some people went to see that movie and they say, well, there's white people that are mad as hell and they're not going to take it anymore, and I support that. So maybe in an ideological ideology concept, possibly that does do some good.
But they're actually designed to put whites down.
Oh, of course. It's always the Jew lecturing to the Gentile.